Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Private Equity Toolkit by Tamara Sikorska is a practical finance and investing guide focused on how private equity deals are originated, evaluated, executed, managed, and ultimately exited. Positioned as a step-by-step reference rather than a theoretical overview, it aims to demystify what practitioners actually do across the full deal lifecycle. The book concentrates on the core building blocks of private equity work, building a repeatable sourcing engine, selecting the right opportunities, valuing and structuring transactions, running a disciplined process through diligence and documentation, and creating value through active ownership before monetizing via an exit. Sikorska draws on long experience in the industry and emphasizes systematic workflows, checklists, and frameworks that help readers move from concepts to execution. It is written for readers who already understand fundamental finance and accounting and want an applied roadmap for doing deals in a professional, process-driven way. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a deal sourcing engine with thematic and opportunistic approaches. A central message of the book is that consistent, B-ball. High-quality deal flow is a defining capability in private equity, not an accidental byproduct of reputation. Sikorska treats sourcing as a craft that can be structured, measured, and improved. The book distinguishes between thematic sourcing, where an investor starts with a specific sector or thesis and maps the market systematically, and opportunistic sourcing, where an investor positions the fund to capture attractive situations that emerge through networks and intermediaries. To support these approaches, it introduces named roadmaps that help readers create repeatable workflows, from forming a clear investment point of view to organizing pipelines and outreach. The emphasis is on clarity of mandate and messaging, active relationship development, and disciplined tracking of targets and interactions, so the sourcing effort compounds over time. Rather than assuming that good deals simply appear, the book frames origination as a process with inputs and outputs, a defined universe, structured outreach, and feedback loops that refine where the team spends time. This sourcing-first orientation sets the tone for the rest of the deal execution toolkit. Secondly, deal selection discipline, rejecting weak opportunities and recognizing the right ones. After sourcing, the book focuses on selection, highlighting that private equity success depends as much on avoiding bad deals as it does on winning good ones. Sikorska structures selection as a staged filter, first eliminating opportunities that fail basic criteria, then identifying those with the attributes that fit a fund's strategy and risk tolerance. This perspective aligns with how investment committees operate in practice, where scarce time is reserved for the few opportunities that pass early screens. The selection discussion links directly back to mandate clarity. A fund that cannot articulate what it targets will struggle to say no efficiently and will waste effort on misfit situations. The book also connects selection to qualitative judgment, including how investors interpret industry dynamics, competitive positioning, and the credibility of a plan for growth or operational improvement. By treating selection as a repeatable process, the book encourages readers to build consistent decision standards that can be communicated across a team. This approach helps reduce bias, improves comparability across opportunities, and supports faster decision-making. The result is a pragmatic framework for moving from a crowded pipeline to a small set of actionable, high-conviction investments. Thirdly, assessing leadership and the business plan, underwriting people and strategy, the book gives dedicated attention to evaluating management teams and analyzing business plans. Reflecting a core private equity reality, investors often underwrite execution capability as much as they underwrite historical numbers. Sikorska frames management assessment as a structured diligence effort, not an informal impression, with attention to how leaders make decisions, communicate, handle ambiguity, and align with owners. This is paired with a disciplined review of the company's plan, focusing on whether the strategy is coherent, grounded in market realities, and supported by operational capabilities. Importantly, the book positions these assessments as integral to the investment case rather than as soft side work. A credible plan and a strong team influence valuation assumptions, risk assessment, and the design of post-acquisition priorities. The treatment also connects to governance and active ownership. Understanding how management operates informs how an investor should support, challenge, and monitor the business after closing. For readers, the value is a more professional lens for evaluating leadership and plans with the same rigor typically applied to financial modeling. Which, this reduces the chance of overpaying for an attractive story that the organization cannot actually deliver. Fourthly, valuation and deal structuring, translating an investment thesis into terms. Sikorska addresses valuation and structuring as interconnected steps that convert a qualitative thesis into a transaction that can meet return targets. Valuation is treated as more than a mechanical output. It reflects assumptions about growth, margins, cash generation, and risk. And it must remain consistent with what diligence uncovers. The book then extends into structuring, where price is only one lever among many. In private equity practice, structure can shape downside protection, alignment with sellers or management, and the feasibility of executing the value creation plan. By presenting these topics as parts of a cohesive toolkit, the book helps readers see how an investor moves from analysis to negotiation and from negotiation to an executable agreement. This is also where disciplined thinking about scenarios matters, how different operating outcomes affect returns, and how transaction terms may mitigate or amplify those outcomes. The practical orientation is useful for professionals who need to link the model to real-world deal terms and who must explain trade-offs clearly to stakeholders. The overall aim is to improve decision quality by ensuring that valuation logic, risk assessment, and deal design reinforce one another. Lastly, execution to exit diligence. Documentation, active ownership, and monetization, the later stages of the book, cover what it takes to actually get a deal done and then realize value on execution. Sikorska discusses the transaction process and due diligence, emphasizing the need for a clear process, well-defined work streams, and a disciplined approach to confirming the investment thesis and surfacing risks before signing. Legal documentation receives explicit attention as part of execution, reflecting how terms and protections must be translated into enforceable agreements. The toolkit then moves into the post-acquisition phase through adding value via active ownership, aligning with the private equity model of hands-on governance and targeted operational or strategic initiatives. Finally, it addresses exit strategies and deal monetization, completing the life cycle from origination to realization. The integrated treatment matters because weaknesses at any step can erode returns, and excellent thesis can be undermined by process failures, misaligned governance, or an unprepared exit. By presenting these elements as a connected chain, the book reinforces that private equity is not only about buying well, but also about owning well and selling well. Readers gain a structured view of how diligence outputs shape ownership plans and how ownership progress supports a credible, value-maximizing exit path. In conclusion, the Private Equity Toolkit is best suited for readers who already have core finance literacy and want an applied, end-to-end map of how private equity work is executed in practice. It can benefit junior professionals in private equity, investment banking, and corporate development who want a clearer picture of the full life cycle, as well as more experienced investors who want structured ways to strengthen sourcing, selection, and execution routines. The practical payoff is a more process-driven approach, building repeatable origination efforts, improving screening discipline, and connecting qualitative judgments about markets and management to valuation, structure, and diligence priorities. Intellectually, the book stands out by treating private equity as an integrated operating system, rather than a set of isolated technical topics. Many books concentrate heavily on valuation mechanics or broad industry descriptions. Sikorska's positioning is closer to a field manual that links the stages together, from pipeline creation through active ownership and exit. Its emphasis on systematic frameworks and usable tools makes it especially relevant for readers trying to turn knowledge into day-to-day execution. For those aiming to understand how deals actually get done and monetized, it offers a coherent roadmap that remains valuable beyond any single transaction. If you would like to support Tamara Sikorska, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.